It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast here on the Branson Podcast Network. Well, if you've checked around the network lately, you need to, because we have got a lot of new episodes of a lot of new shows. Of course, the Defending the Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City Chiefs football fans, it's getting back up and running as football season is just around the corner. We've got a lot of new content from College of the Ozarks on their podcast as well, so check it out. Dial around on the Branson Podcast Network. After you listen to this podcast, our At Your Service podcast, I'm Scott McCauley visiting with the Missouri Department of Conservation. It's our weekly feature we call the Conservation Report. And this week's report is being delivered by a fill-in. No, she's very familiar. Kirby Bridges, Stone County agent, but she is filling in for our friend Dan Vanderhoff, who I guess is taking a little time away. Is that right, Kirby?
That's correct.
So it's good to see you again and get caught up on what's going on. Speaking of vacation, I think last time you heard, you're getting ready to go on vacation.
I did go on vacation. I went on a little fishing vacation.
You went north, right?
I went north. And if you were my Facebook friend, you would have seen the pictures of fish that I kept posting because I caught a lot of great fish. Yes.
Not only is that a reminder, but it's kind of a little, well, Scott, why are you not my Facebook friend? So so as soon as I get to the computer, I will take care of that. But it was a good trip, right?
It was a great trip. And it's a little, you know, fire for my unspoken competition with my partner, Dan Aiken, who is quite the fisherman. But I caught a 41.5-inch muskie, which is a very large fish. So I've got a little, you know, I can say now that maybe perhaps biggest fish, except he goes fishing in the ocean, so I can't compete with
him. Yes. Well, next time we talk to Dan, we'll see how the competition's going. That'll be something indeed. So since you're back into the work mode now, let's get right to it. We're going to talk a little bit about, we got several topics, and I see paddling on the top list. What do you want to talk about there?
Yeah, so summer is a great time for us to enjoy the river. Of course, it's really hot, and it's going to be hot for the next couple of weeks. We expect to see a lot of people on the James River, which runs through Stone County, also the Finley River, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to float on Taney Como because Taney Como stays nice and cold throughout the year.
Indeed, yes, yes.
Just want to remind people of some regulations. If you are on a kayak or a canoe, you are required to wear a personal flotation device, otherwise known as a life jacket, and always bring plenty of drinking water, plenty of sunscreen. Be safe out there. Lack of drinking water and having electrolytes causes cramps when you're swimming, so make sure you do that. And when you choose whatever stream that you're going to be floating on, make sure you know where your takeout is and be a little bit familiar with where you're at.
I know the temperature has been really, really warm, but I guess folks are still doing some camping, right?
Still doing some camping, yes. I know that Busick State Park has a lot of camping this time of year. That's located north of us in Christian County. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's a really beautiful area. It has a campground, lots of great trails. It even has a shooting range that the public can go to. But camping, I want to remind people of some rules and some safety there. You are in bear country, so make sure that when you are stashing your food, stash it away from your campsite and make sure that your campsites are clean. A common thing that we see a lot is when people leave their campsite behind, they leave cans and things in the designated fire ring. That is actually considered littering because when you burn cans, they don't actually burn up and go away. They remain there. So remember to clean up even your campfire when you do that. When you're camping, make sure that your fire is contained. It's going to be really dry the upcoming next couple of weeks.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Thinking about keeping your fire contained and being careful to also use local firewood. We have pests that are spread by transporting firewood from one place to another, like the ash borer. I don't know if you have ash trees, but they came through, I think, maybe last year about this time, and all of my ash trees are dead now, unfortunately. So make sure that you buy your firewood locally.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned about the wildfire. We actually just did a story today on the drought conditions, and last week's rainfall really kind of halted the rising drought levels, but we still have had a steady increase of the dryness in the area. And it is something to be wary of because, we record this on July 28th. We don't have rain in the forecast for a week in upper 90 to 100 degree temperatures. Mm-hmm. So this is still something we have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and the local fire departments will put out a burn ban in the county. So if you are going to burn something burn brush, burn trash, or anything, always check for those burn bans before you do that. And even shooting off fireworks can start fires. So think twice before shooting off fireworks in your area, especially if it's been very dry and if there's a burn ban. Driving off-road, too. So I know that off-roading is popular in this area. So if you're driving off-road and you park over dry grass, the engine of your vehicle can actually start that dry grass on fire. So be very, very cognizant of where you're parking your vehicle if you're parking off-road. And again, when camping and making your campfire, make sure you keep it contained and never leave a campfire unattended, or any fire for that matter.
Yeah, and especially now, again, with these dry conditions, it's just not a good idea. You really got to be careful because the winds have not been as gusty as they were in the spring, but we've had some pretty decent breezes. So in dry conditions, those fires could get out of control pretty quick.
Pretty quickly and pretty easily, yes.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned a little bit about camping earlier and bears, and especially with the dryness, this ties into that, too.
It really does.
Because of the food, right?
Yeah, so when it gets dry, when we get these dry drought conditions, plants will stop producing the fruit that they normally produce. And bears rely heavily on that as a food source. And when the ground gets really dry, it's hard to dig into the ground, and bears eat a lot of insects under logs, and they even eat roots. So that can become difficult for bears to find food. What they do is they start wandering outside of the places that they normally wander, and they're very attracted to human food. On top of that, this time of year, we're doing a lot of grilling outside. Yep. And a lot of eating outside. So the smell of an unclean grill can really attract a bear. We're feeding hummingbirds right now. I know I'm feeding the hummingbirds because it's so dry. The hummingbirds are also having difficulty finding nectar from plants to eat from. Bears love sugar water. So if you're noticing that you're hummingbird feeders are getting emptied or torn up, it could be a bear. I would really recommend putting them away for a little while. Also, raccoons do that. So don't automatically think a bear, but it could be.
Yeah.
Feeding bird seed. If you're having any bear issues and you're feeding bird seed right now, or corn chops, they're very attracted to that. So it's a number of things that can attract bears. One thing that in this area is the biggest issue is trash. So always make sure your trash is secure.
Yeah, and you speak about the bird feeders. We've got a couple bird feeders on our porch at home. Now we're not in a wooded area, so we haven't had to worry about bears or anything like that. But my goodness, I had to fill one up the other day because it had run out, and we had got some bird feed when we were at the store. And before I barely got inside the house where the birds were just back out there. The birds have been, we've noticed that they've been visiting the feeders a lot lately. And again,
yes.
Same reason, right? Because it's hard to find food.
Yeah, it can be hard right now. They're okay. They'll always be okay on their own without us, but it is fun to watch the birds and help them supplement that. They're also gearing up for migration. Mm-hmm. So fall migration is around the corner. Birds are going to start feeding heavily and taking off.
Yeah. At the McCauley House, we now have two or three bird books that are sitting on our coffee tables in by the window.
Excellent.
So we see if a bird, sometimes we'll dial around to see what it's like. Hey, before we wrap up, I know it's almost August, but man, deer season almost here, isn't it?
Right. After August, September, and September 15th starts off our deer season, our archery deer season opens up. It's hard to think that it's just a little over a month away. But yeah, so we'll be talking about deer season pretty soon. I did want to introduce something. It's already been out in the news for a while, but in our area, we are in the CWD zone, the chronic wasting management zone. We are going to have a new firearms portion, and we're calling it the firearms CWD portion. It's only in CWD counties, so that includes Taney, Stone, and Christian and Berry counties.
Right.
It's to, one, or reduce the heaviness of our population in the area.
Right.
And also encourage people to test more deer for CWD. Now, the one thing that's not required during the CWD season, if you kill a deer during it, is to get it tested. So you're not required to get your deer tested during the season, although we do encourage it and hope that you do. But it's a great additional hunting opportunity. It'll help us stabilize the deer population. And I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Well, and if they need any more information on that or anything else going on with the Missouri Department of Conservation, what's the best way to keep up to date?
We've got a great website. It has a plethora of information there for everybody, whether you're looking for dates for the upcoming deer seasons or rivers to float or regulations on our areas. mdc.mo.gov is our website. You can get all of your local conservation agent numbers there. And if you're out and about and witness a violation, a wildlife violation, we have what we call the Operation Game Thief Hotline. It's 1-800-392-1111. It's operated 24/7. You can call it anytime. You can remain anonymous, and they will report that violation to an agent.
And always good to have maybe your agent's number and Operation Game Thief number in your phone.
Absolutely.
Automatically, so you can just dial it up. Yep. Wherever you are at. Well, Kirby, anything else before we wrap up today?
I think that's great. I hope everybody stays safe this weekend, enjoys themselves, and if you see me out, say hello.
All right, we'll do it. Hey, Kirby, thanks for coming by today, and appreciate you pinch hitting for Dan today.
Thank you.
You bet. Kirby Bridges, one of the Stone County agents for the Missouri Department of Conservation, helping us deliver this week's conservation report. And that wraps up this week's edition of the Missouri Department of Conservation Report, part of our At Your Service podcast here on the Branson Podcast Network. All right, now's the time. Before you leave, BransonPodcastNetwork.com, please scan around some of the other shows we have. We've got a lot of great people putting a lot of great shows together. Check us out and keep up to date right here for another At Your Service podcast coming soon.